Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
We're down here at the 2018 NFL Combine with standout David Bright. Bright, what's it like being down here and seeing all this action?
Yeah, you know, it's been a great experience. Obviously, it's, you know, very busy each and every day going through a bunch of different things. But, you know, so far it's been great.
You've always had this size since a young age?
For the most part, I've always been, yeah, bigger than most kids. Now, obviously, it kind of equals out, but...
Yeah. For you, I mean, did you play all the sports? Were you kind of one of those gym rats growing up?
I did, yeah. I started playing baseball when I was three. That was kind of what I played all the way up until high school. Then I transitioned to football, but when I was younger, I played a lot of golf, basketball as well.
Okay.
Just all basically every sport you could do.
So let's kind of fast forward. So you're growing up, you're one of the larger, bigger, taller kids. Get to high school, I mean, did you play both sides? And how did you kind of find yourself on the O-line?
Yeah, I started out actually on the D-line my freshman year. Then I moved to tight end. Then I moved to the offensive line, just fell in love with the position there.
Really?
You know, kind of, you're just going out there, you're working each and every day, and you might not be in the limelight or, you know, have all the other things that come with being maybe like a wide receiver quarterback, but I love it that way. I love just working hard and, you know, doing well for the guys around me.
Nice, and obviously, I'm sure plenty of schools were looking at you. How did you know, your best fit?
Yep, so I ended up committing to Stanford. For me, it was pretty easy. It's a combination of academics and athletics. I'm also at other Pac-12 schools as well, but when it came down to it, Stanford was a no-brainer for me.
You a West Coast kid?
I am, yep.
Okay.
Born and raised in Southern California.
All right, I wasn't sure you
said
Pac-12 schools. I figured you were probably out in their way, so they probably got to see you in the recruiting process out of high school and whatnot. I always ask everybody who comes on the show, I mean, if you're in the film room with some of these scouts, what are they going to love about you? What are those home run qualities where they say, hey, David, we got to bring you aboard?
Yeah, you know, just a guy who gets the job done and is physical. You know, I always want to finish plays on a high note. That's what I always try and do.
Nice. Anything go unnoticed? Sometimes the offensive scheme, you can't showcase certain things. Maybe you like to pass block more, run block more. Maybe your team leader, film junkie.
Talking about scheme, or what do you...
Just what scouts don't know about you yet? That's a big plus.
Oh, I would say, you know, scouts can't get to know your character in a short window of time. They're just trying to get you now, right? So just being able to sell yourself, and just, to me, it's just working extremely hard and, you know, setting yourself up for opportunity.
You talk with everybody so far down here?
A good amount of the team. You know, I have an injury that I'm dealing with, so, you know, I don't blame a lot of teams who don't want to talk with me, honestly. You know, business, I understand that. So, but yeah, I mean, I've talked to a good amount.
Now, I always find it ironic where if you weren't hurt, they would just love you, right? And then you get hurt, like, he's going to get healthy. Like, is there a play on your mind?
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, it's a business. You got to look at it that way as well.
Is.
So, I mean, I can't really comment on that side of it.
Yeah. I just think, like, you know, if I was going to get a Corvette. I love a Corvette. All right, I've got a dented hood. I'm just going to fix the hood and I'm going to have a Corvette. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, but very nervous. Hey, what is this? For you, I mean, when you go through this process, I mean, where are you training at, and how much of a difference, maybe from the time you started till, you know, the guy we see today?
Yeah, I started training down in Southern California with a guy named Ryan Flaherty. Fortunately, I was there for a few weeks only before I had my injury, but, you know, I had a lot of fun training with all the other guys down there, and it was a great time.
What did you do injury-wise?
I tore my ACL.
Just training?
Yep, not training. I was in an All-Star game when I did it, so.
Oh. Which game?
NFL PA one.
Oh, you're out in Los Angeles when it happened. Yeah, all right.
Yep.
I was down in the Shrine game.
Okay.
So I missed that. That's why I was like, I don't remember seeing anybody get hurt because I was just a senior bowl in the Shrine game. All right. So, rehab time?
Yeah, I'll just be working extremely hard to get back as soon as possible.
Nice. Well, this is your show. I mean, before we wrap things up, any shout outs? Mom, dad, coaches, teammates?
Yeah, you know, just all the people who supported me, my family, you know, parents, obviously, and just everyone else who believed in me. Thank you, guys.
Excellent. David, best of luck to you, and obviously, Stanford's going to miss seeing you do your thing, my man.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.